It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Over the past 25 years, genetically modified traits have dominated the seed industry of crops like corn and soy, focused on pest management. But what if we could code the plant's DNA so that it signals to the farmer when and how it is stressed? That's the question that drives Shelley Aronoff and her team at Interplant.
Because plants are immobile, they can't move, they have to protect themselves. And what they do is that when they're being attacked, they know how to create in the biological level to protect themselves. And we call this promoters, but these are essentially temporary changes in the plant's RNA. So what's nice is that the plant reacts differently depending on the stress. So it's going to react one way to insects biting it and a different way to fungus and a third way to nitrogen deficiency and so on. And that it happens really fast. The plants start reacting within hours of the emergence of stress. So what we do is we go and we recode the plant's DNA so that when they're reacting to that stress, they're also going to be generating a protein in their leaves. And the nice thing about the protein is that it creates an optical signal that is easy to collect. So we as people won't be able to see it because it's invisible, but through optical equipment, we can see the signals from as far as cell altimetry and as close as an iPhone in the field.
Interplant is commercializing these traits that will signal stress to farmers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Tim Hammerich with your Farm of the Future report.